Life's Hidden Treasures.
ABC Radio Perth.
So each week, Chris Parry takes us to a corner of our city we might not have explored before, and it's on the doorstep. Where are we going? Good morning.
G'day, James. How are you going?
Going very well. Thank you very much. And I always like this. I always like the idea of discovering something that was literally just around the corner. So where should we go with this one today?
Well, earlier this year, Molly gave me some homework. She made me read a book. And I think I met the challenge of studying about staycations and just how close they could be to home when we did Innaloo as a hidden treasure. So I think she gave me a B-plus on my assignment. So I'm seeking permission from yourself as the principal to resubmit my assessment in the hope of attaining my first ever A by talking about Caranup and Guelup.
Okay. We're not talking about shopping centres and the like.
Oh, look, I guess that forms part of it. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because you say something like Caranup.
And that's what you think of, which is a bit of a blow.
You think of that big bulk. I'm a country town guy and a main street kind of guy, and you were talking about Black Friday earlier.
Yeah.
And Black Friday for me is walking down the main street, and outside the news agency there's a table of clearance paperbacks.
That's my kind of Black Friday. I like that way more.
That's a lot better for me. But
that's better for the soul, that's why, Chris. It is. Way better for the soul.
Well, but for my kid's soul, it's Caranup Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
So the scaffolding has come down, that cocoon of scaffolding has come down, and you can ride bumper cars in there. There's mini golf, there's every shop you want, which is great, but not for a country boy who prefers the main street. Yeah. But it is still a big attraction. So you say Caranup, and that's certainly something which is important to a lot of people. And Guelup is one of those suburbs a lot of people go through to get to Caranup.
Right. And you can go through it pretty quickly. It's not very big, is it?
You can, unless there's a lot of people going to Caranup and that traffic's a bit slow.
Then you take your time and Guelup. Now, tell us about this little hidden treasure, because I think I've been there.
Look, if I had never heard of this before, the Caranup Waters Resort. You go there when you've got your L plates for camping, and you go there and you learn how to set up your caravan. There are chalets as well if you like the idea of staying in a bit of comfort and you don't like the idea of reversing your caravan while every grown-up child and duck watches you. But that's what staying there is all about. It's like walking through an Anaconda catalogue. There's new caravans. There are new tongs gleaming like King Arthur's sword Excalibur that come out for the barbecue. Yeah. Everything is new. People are sitting around together enjoying each other's company in the newest camping chairs that have got little side net bits to put your drinks and your snacks and all those things. There's activity and there's life. There are resort-style pools for when you've successfully, you know, set up your site that you can go and relax in. There's a cafe that I even know locals go to. They sneak into the park to go and have breakfast there. You can get mushrooms as big as I remember outside of Narragin walking the paddocks.
How big is that?
As big as a dinner plate.
No. What are those mushrooms called?
Big field mushrooms.
Oh, but we don't get those sort of size field mushrooms in the shops, do we?
Oh, sometimes you do. But most of them, you're right, are those little Swiss brown things. But a field mushroom, that's
proper.
What you get at the Caranup Waters Resort. There's that feeling you're in a regional centre when you get your mushrooms on toast.
Oh, that's nice. I have to have a big piece of toast for that as well. Tell us about the flower shed.
Look, next to the resort there is the Caranup flower shed. And what I love about this is these suburbs used to be full of farms. A lot of the migrant workers moved there because they were outer city.
It was on the edge of the city, wasn't it?
It was the edge of the Perth metropolitan scheme.
Isn't it funny? I mean, obviously I've been here 17 years, so I've seen even more sprawl, but I think it's hilarious that Caranup was on the edge.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
And they were all little farms, a lot of migrant workers, and this is one of the last remaining farms in the metropolitan area. They grow 10,000 sunflowers a year.
Do they?
And look, today is the Pride Parade, and the Caranup flower shed sell this multicoloured flower that if you're going to the parade and you've got a hat and you need something to put in it, go and buy one of these multicoloured flowers that they sell and stick that in your hat and you'll look like the duck's nuts.
Totally great idea. Okay, so these are all alternative places when we talk about Caranup And then we don't just mean shopping centres. There are other things. Now, let's go to Gwellup now.
Yeah. Lake Gwellup has a boardwalk that winds its way around a mangrove-style sort of environment, and you can spot tortoises and all sorts of birds. There's the rainbow bee-eater. If you're lucky enough to see this, this flies down. It's got a migratory pattern, comes down from Papua New Guinea's highlands, and what it does, it comes down to Lake Gwellup, and it looks for a love nest in the trees. And if you do that walk, you might see little signs that say, if this nest is rockin', don't bother knocking. Mm-hmm. And that's the love nest of the rainbow bee eater. And if those nests are full, they might fly off to other little lakes and around Perth. But Lake Gwellup is where they're aiming for when they leave Papua New Guinea.
How cool. Is the water always there?
I don't think so. I think
because I've only been in the winter. Well, and it was super muddy. In fact, to the point where it was lovely doing a walk, but there were people falling over. It was that muddy. Well, but it does look good.
The only people falling over last weekend when I checked it out were those suburban champions playing suburban cricket.
Ah, okay.
There's a great cricket ground right alongside
nice.
The reserve.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
So lovely to sit. You can sit there and watch the cricket with the lake in the background.
Oh, lovely.
And do that little boardwalk as well. There's some varying lengths. There's also at the northern end of Lake Gwellup, I think it's about a 1K walk through more sort of wooded area. And that's a beautiful walk. But there's another little park I really want to get to called Jackson Wilding. And what I love about this, I mean, it reminds me of my childhood. How many times can I continue to mention Narrogin growing up as a country boy? But this is what a park was all about, a playground. There were no colourful slides, no colourful climbing frames, just branches and old tree trunks lying around for you to clamber over. And if you're uncoordinated like me, you might even get a scratch or two, but it's dusty and you can just have some fun. It's random play. It's a really good playground and one that I think a lot of kids would enjoy.
Very nice. Okay, but what about those who are keen on a little bit of sport?
A bit of sport. You can't go past Lake Karrinup Country Club. You do have to be a member of an affiliated golf club or get special permission, but you can relax on one of the great courses, and it's one of the great courses not just in WA but in Australia.
Ah.
And it's one of those golf courses that puts a lot of pressure on you because there are some very judgmental big grey spectators.
Yes.
All around you while you're teeing off, putting, whatever you're
doing. I've seen that. And they can be quite threatening sometimes, can't they?
Yeah, I think threatening and intimidating.
I find that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lovely, but, you know, I'm sure they've seen it all before. Well, maybe they haven't seen, you know, people who sort of skew it like I have before, but because there's a lot of good golfers there, aren't there?
Yeah, well, they look the part.
They do. They really do.
They look the part.
And, all right, Karrinup and Gwellup, a hidden treasure. Sum it up.
They're worthy hidden treasures of Perth because you can find yourself part of a camping community that you might not have experienced before. It's not far from home. They get you thinking about familiar destinations, as a traveller does, with fresh eyes. And the great thing about a staycation, always remember that the money you spend isn't part of your normal budget. It's the holiday budget. So if you go to Karrinup Shopping Centre or spend any other money while you're on a staycation, it's still a holiday budget. It's a floral hidden treasure as well because you've got that flower farm and you've also got bushland to explore. So what I really want to ask, the question I've got for yourself and for Molly is, do I get an A?
Do you get an A?